Happy to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, I'm Larry Mueller, talking now about the wonders of Wisconsin. There's a campaign to name the wonders of Wisconsin, kind of piggyback to the new Seven Wonders campaign that was launched in 2000. We'll talk about the wonders of Wisconsin and that campaign with Gary Knowles of Madison, travel writer, travel editor for the Weekly Shepherd Express in Milwaukee. He's the author of the Great Wisconsin Touring Book, published by Trails Book, and he publishes a free email weekly event newsletter at garysgetaways@aol.com. Pleased to have him back. We always have a lot of fun. Now, think about the wonders of Wisconsin as we talk, and I want you to call in with your nominations, and we're going to tell you how you can formally nominate, too, but certainly we want to hear those nominations as we visit with Gary, and you can call in with the nominations, or maybe you have some questions, too. Other questions, feel free. Here's the number, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. If you're in the Madison area, reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. Give us a call. Gary Knowles, welcome back. Nice to have you with us.
It's always great to be here. You know, the wonders of the ancient world, you know, a guy named Herodotus, I guess, was the first person who came up with that idea, ancient historian, you know. I guess ancient is probably the way to describe him. But, I mean, it's like there was one person who had the good fortune to travel sort of through the ancient world, through the Mediterranean, and saw some stuff that was pretty spectacular. And the only thing left of those things is the Great Pyramid at Giza. And so the guys that are doing the new one now, of course, have come up with their own list, and they have, I think it's like 20 that they've narrowed down a major list down to 20. And so one night we were sitting around, we being Mary Bergen, who you probably recognize as a Wisconsin travel author, and of course with the Roads Traveled, she's published all over the state, and then Betty Stark, who is also a travel writer out of Wisconsin. We were sitting down in a great Wisconsin tradition over food and drink.
That's, and where else?
Well, and we got to talking, you know, about, well, the wonders of the ancient world and this campaign that was on to name the new wonders of the world. And we said, geez, you know, Wisconsin, if you think about it, is such a great state. We have wonders of our own that ought to be nominated. And so, you know, it didn't take long before, you know, names were being kicked around and all these ideas that were being passed around about, well, this is really kind of a wonder and that's a wonder. And so we said, hey, you know, we really should go ahead and see if we can't get the people of the state to name the wonders of Wisconsin. And but we didn't want to limit ourselves, you know, like Herodotus did, to just natural or to man-made wonders.
Yeah.
We said, you know, there's natural wonders, and then there are people. I mean, yeah,
there's human wonders.
Oh, human wonders. I mean, you probably know plenty of them.
I know a lot.
And then there are some that, you know, would probably kind of tongue-in-cheek be nominated as wonders. And so we came up with a bunch of categories and said, let's see what we can do about that. And, yeah, it's, you know, the state is just loaded with interesting things. And so I was hoping that maybe some of the listeners out there could help us out today. And, I mean, there are some obvious things that do pop up, but I don't want to, you know, don't want to spoil it for somebody who's got something I haven't even seen, you know.
So we've got natural wonders. We've got human-created wonders. We have scenic drives. We have human wonders. There's sort of the four categories. But within those human-created wonders, let's just, for example, there's a...
Right, there's attractions. We're talking about attractions, which are pretty much human-made. Mm-hmm. Things like, I guess I can say, House on the Rock.
Yeah, that'd be an example.
You know, as a good example. Historic sites, we've got some great ones around the state. Everything from Stonefield to the historic Madeline Island Museum, mm-hmm. you know, to Old Wade House. A lot of historic sites. Those are official ones. There might be some less official ones that you'd like to nominate. We have breweries. We think that in Wisconsin, breweries by themselves deserve a whole category. So we've given a category to that. We have buildings and architecture, and we've had some pretty famous architects in the state. And when you start thinking about the buildings, there are some pretty spectacular ones here that we would like people to consider. Businesses, there may be some business in the state that you think is really a landmark, standout business that we ought to nominate and talk about. So we have a category for businesses. We have a category for events. Certainly Wisconsin is loaded with great events. If you go to the Department of Tourism, they have a whole book with events about the summer. And I know there are probably other events that don't even make it in there that may be worthy of being called a wonder of Wisconsin. We added recreational venues, racetracks, and I got to say that, you know, I've been lobbied on this, but it was easy to lobby me. Golf courses. Jerry Huffman from the Department of Tourism, of course, wouldn't hear of anything without golf courses being nominated. So we had to go with that. We have parks. Any and all, you know, mm-hmm. certainly great state parks. And, you know, we can all talk about the Peninsula State Park and Governor Dodge and those. But there are some great county parks out there and perhaps even some great city parks that ought to be nominated. We have performances and performance groups we're thinking of that may mm-hmm. be in the state that perform a lot of the time. Let me suggest American Players Theater might be a good one to consider. And then I know there are others as well. We have public works of art. Those are the things that, for the most part, have been placed by municipalities or the state itself, mm-hmm. and in some cases, maybe by just some people who've put up a piece of art. And, you know, I think of the Phillips Concrete Park,
yeah.
which was done by Mr. Smith. Was his first name John Smith?
I don't remember now.
Yeah, Fred Smith.
Fred Smith
made these works of concrete. And if you ever go by Phillips, Wisconsin, you got to stop and look at his teams of horses made out of concrete, stuffed with glass. And
it's beautiful.
Beautiful stuff. We also couldn't go through the whole list without having pubs, bars, and saloons be a category.
Since you were sitting in one while you were making up this idea.
We figured we owed them something. That's right. And since probably, we don't know, maybe some of your listeners might be sitting in one right now and might like to nominate it. And then finally, of course, we also have some great wineries in the state. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of the human created wonders list.
Well, we have lots of people online already.
Great.
In fact, every line is filled. So
I would guess that every listener out there has got some favorites, and I hope we hear from a lot of them.
Michelle in Arcadia, we go to you now. Hi, Michelle. Thanks for calling.
Hello. When I think of wonders of the state of Wisconsin, I think of our state parks. My husband and I are on a mission to visit all of the state parks, forests, and recreation areas in Wisconsin, and we've seen absolutely beautiful things. But I think Patterson State Park, south of Superior, ranks pretty high on our list. Big Manitou Falls is absolutely stunning. Little Manitou Falls is wonderful. There's almost 10 miles of hiking trails there. The camping is wonderful, and it's close to Lake Superior. So I would nominate Patterson State Park in the parks category as one of the wonders of Wisconsin.
Boy, you know, there's no arguing with that, Michelle. You know, I think, too, that so many people in the state who think they know Wisconsin have not been up there to see Patterson Falls, which, if my memory serves me right, is like the fourth highest falls west of the Rockies, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great falls in Little Manitou. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, Larry, we probably should say that if people want to get a prize, we're going to give prizes to people who nominate things. And so if you send it in to our email address, we will throw your name in a hat, and everybody who nominates something will be eligible to win one of the prizes. We're expecting we're going to have some getaway prizes. I know the folks in Greene County called and said they were going to give us some cheese to give away. So we'll have some real Wisconsin prizes that we're going to award at random. And if you want to drop us an email, we have shepherd_express.com is one address.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one,
the easier one
to remember, is wisconsinwonders@aol.com. Just make sure you drop us a note, include your email address. That's all we really need from you. And if you win, we will contact you and you'll get one of the wonderful prizes.
So, Michelle, go to wisconsinwonders@aol.com and put that in.
Very much.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks a lot for
enjoy those parks out there.
Shelley and DePier, your turn. Hi, Shelley.
Hi, guys. Thank you very much for the show and taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
See, I was thinking, and I'm not a huge sports fanatic, but I do have to say, living here in DePier and in Wisconsin most of my life, I have to nominate Lambeau Field. And I'm not a huge, huge sports fanatic. I'm not crazy over it, but it embodies the spirit of team coming together. And I don't mean just the Packer team. I mean the team of Wisconsin rooting, supporting individuals playing football. And if you haven't been to the new Lambeau Field, it's just, it's something awesome. It's like a sports monolith, if you will. And I think about when John Madden is announcing for Monday Night Football or whomever, the chills that I get when they announce we're here in the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. I don't know. I know a lot of people who get awfully excited when they see that stadium and the feeling that goes with that.
Boy, you know, you're absolutely right. You can't watch a football game where there's a Packer game being broadcast without the announcers referring to it as a shrine to football, right?
Yeah.
And
exactly.
You know, and good nomination. And make sure you drop us that email too, Shelley, so we can get your name tossed into the hat, okay?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks very much. WisconsinWonders@AOL.com. Excuse me. Mary in Oshkosh, it is your turn. Hi, Mary.
Well, good morning. How are you guys?
Hi, Mary.
Great. Well, thanks for calling. What have you got for us?
Boy, this is a wonderful topic, and something that immediately came to my mind in the natural wonder category is Parfrees Glen, just north of Madison near Devil's Lake Park. Just an absolutely phenomenal hidden place that just a gem of a place that people don't know about because it is so hidden. And in the events category, the other thing that came to mind that I've participated in for the last 20 years since it started is the Great Taste of the Midwest as an event wonder. This is held in Madison every August, and it is a gathering of microbreweries from the Midwest. And there are only 5,000 tickets sold every year, and it is always a sellout, and people have such a great time. It is one of the first tasting events in the nation, and it still exists today and is considered a premier event by the microbreweries themselves.
I've attended it many a time. Actually, I only live a few hundred yards from there on Lake Monona. So
you have no trouble getting home.
No. I walk over and walk back. You're right. It's a wonderful experience.
It really is a great event. And Parfrees Glen is a great nomination, too. Thanks, Mary.
You're welcome. There's so many, but I'll leave those for others.
And well, don't forget to email those in.
That's right.
I will.
Thank you very much. WisconsinWonders@AOL.com. Pete in Soldiers Grove. Let's go to you. Hi, Pete.
Well, hi. I'd like to make a nomination again in the natural wonders category, and this nomination would be for the incredible Kickapoo Valley in southwest Wisconsin. The Kickapoo River is the longest tributary to the Wisconsin. The valley itself is about 70 miles long and 20 to 30, maybe 40 miles wide. It's an incredible natural area. A wonderful area for hiking, biking, canoeing, and it encompasses some of the most wonderful trout fishing that we have in the state of Wisconsin.
Boy, you're right. That is a super valley. I enjoy driving, what is it, Highway 131 that goes through there? I know they call the Kickapoo River the crookedest river in the world, and that road that follows it has got to be the crookedest
road.
The crookedest road. Yeah, it's fabulous. Yeah, great nomination.
Thank you very much. And you know, Pete did such a nice job of explaining why. Do you want that in?
We would like to have, you know, if you want to give us maybe 25 words or so. It doesn't have to be a narrative that is going to go into a book anywhere. But, you know, a few words about why you would like to see it and why you think it's special, why you think it's a wonder of Wisconsin. That's more than welcome, you know, and certainly would like to hear that.
Pete, thank you.
You're welcome.
Did a nice job of explaining.
Oh, yeah. That's great. And, you know, we got some good nominees here, too, you know, some that are not quite so obvious, which is really nice, you know. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have the panel of experts, we call them, and I'd say that in quotes, experts, because, you know, we think anybody who travels the state and does it for a while, you know, you kind of become an expert in something. But we have Mary Bergen and Betty Stark, who I mentioned earlier. Another person that's going to be with us is Mart Hintz, is one of our panel of experts that's going to kind of boil down the list and try to put them in categories, and then we'll have everybody vote on the nominees to select the wonders of Wisconsin. But also, I'm really glad to hear that Jerry Huffman from the State Tourism Office will be with us. And I'm hoping that I can, if I twist your arm, maybe we can get you, Larry Mueller, to be one of those experts, and we'll see if we can do that. And,
I'd love to do that.
and finally, Jessica Doyle will be with us as well.
The First Lady.
The First Lady of Wisconsin has, of course, you know, where's Jessica? Well, she's on the panel. That's great. We're just delighted with that.
Gary Knowles talking with us today about the wonders of Wisconsin. I'm Larry Mueller. Jim Packard, our producer, and you are listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. A little bit later on, we'll be talking about choices for the Super Bowl-sized big-screen TVs. But right now, we're visiting about the seven wonders of Wisconsin with Gary Knowles. Gary is a travel editor for the Weekly Shepherd Express in Milwaukee, the author of the Great Wisconsin Touring Book, and publishes an email weekly event newsletter, free email weekly event newsletter, and you can get that by going to Gary's Getaways at AOL.com.
That's the Gary's Getaways is in a process of transition from being a text newsletter, and soon it'll come out as a HTML.
HTML.
Pictures. A lot of pictures in it, Larry. You know, for those of us that are less geeky.
Okay.
Or maybe so.
Oh, boy. Well, let's go to Mark in Evansville. Mark, what's on your mind?
Oh, I was just calling to let you know how we celebrate the two seasons we have in Wisconsin. One we're in right now is winter, and the next one coming up, I have to say, is beer tent season. The norm every year.
I like it. Yeah, that's right. We can get into that.
The beer tents of Wisconsin.
Nationwide acclaim. I went down to Georgia once, and there was guys down there who came on vacation or something up here, and that's all they could talk about was the beer tents up here.
Well, every community has an event of some sort, and many of those events are associated with a beer tent.
Yes.
it's a tradition here. That's right.
And usually a local band or polka band or a rock band and plenty of beer.
And sometimes brats, too, you know.
Yeah.
The brats, the beer.
The brats,
the beer, the deer.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
And June in Hazelhurst, I think it's your turn next. Hi, June.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, June.
Hi. I'm calling to nominate the Fireside Dinner Theater as one of the best wonders in the state under attractions. I was lucky enough to be employed there for 25 years, and every year it became a bigger wonder. Here it is in a town of 10,000, Fort Atkinson, becoming the number one year-round attraction in the state, bringing coaches in from all over the United States.
That's, you know, and June, I know you would tell people this, too, that the actors there, that it's professional theater. I mean, I think some people mistake it for community theater, but it's professional theater, and we're looking at professional actors and actresses doing an incredible job there.
Absolutely. I don't think there's another theater in the state of Wisconsin that auditions in New York five times a year, bringing those actors back here and building a show. You know, the Fireside's been in existence for over 40 years, and I think another just a wonder is that they have over 300 employees, and I bet 50 of them have been there for 25 years or more. None of us wanted to leave.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it? I think the chef has been there, like 30 years, right?
Chef's been there with the Klopczyk family for 45 years.
45 years.
Plus, the artistic director has been there since the beginning for 30 years.
And June, how long were you there?
I was there 25 years. I've been retired 2 years. And like I said, every year it becomes a bigger wonder to me.
Well, it is. And frankly, they have a great production. My wife was just down, my wife and my mother-in-law, went to their latest musical, and my wife came back raving about it, and wants me to go back and take daughter Emily along.
They're always great things that they do, especially this time of the year. They usually have a kind of a review of one kind or another, and then the other one that really is big there is the Christmas show that they do, which has gotten so big that they actually started in October now, and you can't hardly get tickets for it. So there you go.
Thanks, June. Thanks a lot for calling. That's one that might have slipped through the cracks.
That's a good one, yeah. Yep. That's a good one.
Larry in Baraboo, it is your turn. Hi, Larry.
Good morning.
Good morning.
A wonderful show, as usual.
Thank you.
I don't know if anybody's nominated the Baraboo Bluffs yet.
Not yet. You're the first.
Which includes many, many wonderful areas. Parfrees Glen, Durwood's Glen, Devil's Lake State Park, Honey Creek, Baxter's Hollow, I think, which is one of Nature Conservancy's prime areas to save. So it's thousands of acres that have already been set aside for public enjoyment, and just includes many features, so I'd like to throw that in.
That's a good one. And I should probably mention, and the Baraboo Bluffs being a good way to talk about this, you know, when we talk about the natural wonders, we had a list of four categories. Massive, which Baraboo Bluffs kind of falls into, and the definition there is you can't see it all from one spot or in just a couple hours. You know, it's really massive. And then big, which kind of means you can generally see it from one spot or in a few hours. And standard, a standard wonder, that you can generally walk up to it and maybe see it in a few minutes or in a short period of time. And then small or tiny, which is something that you have to get pretty close to it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
that's a
lot,
good one.
Larry.
Thanks, Larry.
Small or tiny. That would intrigue me. I wondered what could fall in that
category. There's, you know, the one thing that somebody had brought up that kind of made us think about it, and that was there's that butterfly that's kind of found up in the Nacita wildlife
area. Carter blue butterfly.
That's it, right. And so that's kind of where that one came from. And we said, well, you know, we didn't want anybody to nominate mosquitoes.
But the Carter blue would be a great nomination.
It's a good one, yeah. Yeah.
Harv in Washburn, your turn. Hi, Harv.
Hi. Yeah, I'd like to, for natural stuff less than a mile from my back door, the steelhead fish migrations in the spring on the Sioux River at Big Rock County Park here in Mayfield County.
That's a great one. Nobody had mentioned that before. Make sure what you do on that, Harv, is can you get to, you know, get an email off to us?
Sure.
Make sure you send that, because that'll be great. And again, WisconsinWonders@AOL.com is the address. But that's good. Yeah, nobody had brought up the steelhead migration. What do you think? That's an event? Is that what you're going to call that?
I don't know if it's just a thing that happens every spring up here, and it's kind of fun to watch.
See, that'll be one of the things that this expert panel will have to talk about is making sure that things go into the right category. So
might go into the standard category.
It could.
Natural wonders.
Yeah.
Could.
And then with your last comment about the Kerner Blues, you might take a ride through the county up here and look at the fields of lupins. And what I'm wondering is we've got all these lupins up here, but we don't have any Kerner Blue butterflies, and I'm wondering why.
Well, that's probably a question for your natural expert that's coming in, Larry. One of your DNR guys, right?
Yeah, that's probably a question for one of them. But lupin, I think they do like lupin, but there are other conditions that they need, and we've lost a lot of those conditions around the state. And so there's just kind of a small area now where all of the environmental conditions are just right for the Kerner Blue. Thanks, Harv. Thanks for calling.
They probably get upset with all that ice up there, I guess.
Jim and Merton, it's your turn. Hi, Jim.
Hi. I had about 10 things to nominate, but what really comes through is that people around here know what they have, and they're proud of it, and it shows. They
isn't
give a
nice?
Darn about people in Wisconsin love their place.
Well, that's the truth, isn't it?
And maybe that's the biggest thing of all, is because it comes through and everybody can see it.
The human wonders, the people of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's a good nomination.
Send that one in, Jim. Send it in to WisconsinWonders@AOL.com.
All right.
Thank you very much for calling. Yeah, it only takes the nice thing is you can just click it on and go, and you can put your nomination in less than a minute.
That's right. Yeah, and maybe you'll win a prize. Like I said, you know, we don't know for sure what they're all going to be yet, but I know a lot of people around the state, when they heard we were going to do this, said, oh, we'll get a prize for that. So we'll have a nice bunch of prizes, and we will make sure that everybody that nominates gets their name into the hat. And you might win something. It might be a book. It might be a admission, or it might even be a getaway to someplace.
Or maybe a chunk of cheese.
Or a chunk of cheese. They got some good cheese down in Greene County. I've had some of that.
Randy in West Allis, it's your turn. Hi, Randy.
Hi there. How are you today?
Great.
Good. I am proudly representing everyone that attends and everyone that works at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Ah, okay.
I would like to nominate our fair as...
an event.
As an event, as the grand champion of summer is the way I think of it. It's 114th year at this present location, but 2007 marks the 156th year that the Wisconsin State Fair has been held and represented and showcased the state of Wisconsin very proudly.
Boy, you know, we've got so many wonders in this state that we might not be able to whittle this down to much of a list. You know, and all of these, I mean, are worthy candidates, I think, you know, and it's a great nomination.
Well, I spent a lot of time at the Wisconsin State Fair because we broadcast there a lot, or have in the past, and so I've had a chance to spend days and days and days down there, and I never get tired of it. We haven't broadcast down there very much recently, but my wife and I still go to the state fair.
Well, let's change that, Larry.
I'd like to broadcast.
Yeah, I think you ought to get back down there. That'd
be kind
of fun.
We've talked about inviting you back here, and we'd love to get the schedules to work to have you back here.
Well, I think you ought to broadcast from the cream puff booth down there. You know,
no, I don't want to be anywhere near the cream puff booth. Oh man, thanks, Randy.
Oh, thank you, folks.
Yeah, appreciate
thanks,
it very
Randy.
Much. If you have a nomination for one of the wonders of Wisconsin, give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 or in the Madison area at 263-1890. Norm in New Auburn, I think, is next. So let's go to Norm. Norm, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I would like to nominate the Chippewa Marine Ice Age Unit up near New Auburn. Mm-hmm. They have beautiful trails there. And they have a display of different things related to the glacial, the glacier as it came through here. I think that would be a good
nomination. That is good. That's great. Now, have you walked those trails up there?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I bet pretty spectacular, huh?
Yeah.
Great.
I live within about a half a mile there.
Well, have you got an email? If you could email that in, please do.
I don't have email.
Oh, go to your local library. And
there's a good idea.
And go to wisconsinwonders@aol.com. And if you're not familiar with how to use it, the librarians will show you how to use that.
Yeah, right? And if you don't have your own email, then give us your address. So if you win a prize, we can send it to you, okay?
Yeah, and just put your address in there as well. Thanks, Norm. Thank you very much. Annabelle in Fort Atkinson, your turn. Hi, Annabelle.
What I want to nominate is not a natural wonder, but I think something that has always been a wonder to me, and it's our state capitol building Madison. I grew up many years there until I was a teenager, and I have fond memories of being able to go up into the building. And at that time, it was okay to climb some rickety stairs and get out and look around from the, I don't know how far out you could walk around outside and look and see the beautiful location, and you could also get closer to looking at the beautiful dome.
That's right. They have that little catwalk way up at the top, and you know it's kind of neat when you stand down at the bottom, as everybody does, and kind of goes. they put their jaw into gear, and they look way up, and you look up, and there's that little catwalk up there. And I understand that you used to be able to walk on that, and that's probably what you're talking about. But I mean, I look at that, and I get vertigo from down below. You know, it's one of those things where, boy, that is a big dome.
But we visit that. I agree with Annabelle. We visit the state capitol. Christmas time was the last time we visited and saw the Christmas tree. But the beauty it's got to be one of the most beautiful, if not the most beautiful, state capitol in our United States.
And you know, and the neat thing about it, Larry, is that you know you can do a free tour. I mean, it's like, you know, there's so many things that are really neat, and you can pay to go do a tour, and it's well worth it. But, you know, you can go and get a free tour of the Capitol building, and it belongs to everybody. And, you know, if you're a Wisconsin resident and the sound of our voice, come down and do the tour because it's a fabulous place.
Thanks a lot, Annabelle. Appreciate your suggestion. And John and Eau Claire, you are next. Hi, John.
How are you guys?
Great. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Gee, I want to nominate the Dells of Eau Claire, east of Wausau. Every year, my wife and I go out for a little fall trip, and we kind of stay over in Merrill and stuff. And we just happened upon those a couple years ago. And it's got easy access, so if you want to stop for 20 minutes and look at the falls, or if you want to, you know, stay overnight, they have campgrounds there and beaches, and it's just the hiking trails, and fishing. It's just a wonderful little place.
It is neat. Now, are you in Eau Claire? Is that right? You live in Eau Claire?
I live in Eau Claire,
yeah. Doesn't it make you angry that the Dells of the Eau Claire are in Wausau?
A little bit. I was surprised that it was called Dells of Eau Claire.
It is a really neat park. I've been there, and I agree. It's spectacular. It's just it confuses a lot of people because I think they think that if they hear the Dells of the Eau Claire, they're thinking it's in Eau Claire, mm-hmm. but it's really over east of Wausau.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just a wonderful place. And like I say, you can go for 10 minutes or you can go for a couple hours or you can stay overnight if you want to.
Very good.
You made a good point there. Thank you very much. You know, most of our suggestions have so far have been natural wonders.
You
We've
bet.
Got a few yep. human-created wonders, but a lot of natural ones. Let's see what Matt's got to say in Madison. Matt, hello.
Hi, how are you guys?
Great.
Hi,
thanks
Matt.
For calling.
Good. I've got a couple man-made creations that are pretty significant in the architectural world.
Okay.
I would like to suggest Santiago Calatrava's Art Museum in Milwaukee.
That's great.
Yeah, and then, of course, Taliesin, the campus for Frank Lloyd Wright's school.
Absolutely. You won't get any argument from me. I don't
no.
know. I don't think Larry's going to move the
no.
argue either.
And, those are wonderful suggestions, and I've got to believe they're going to be on the list and maybe very, very high on the list when it comes to that particular buildings and architecture, that particular category. Well, send it in. Go to WisconsinWonders@AOL.com. Matt, send it in, and you might also win a little prize. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Keith in Port Edwards, your turn. Hi, Keith.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think I have a man-made wonder that is the best-kept secret in Wisconsin, and that is the every fall, Lee Yockey has the Woods and Birds and Art, which mm-hmm. is, a show that has the foremost waterfall artist in the world, and it's absolutely free. And I know one year that show went to the Art Institute of Chicago, and then I believe toured China. So it's unbelievable. Over, I think it's been in existence for 23 years, and those of us who have had the privilege to be close have seen that field grow tremendously.
It's a great suggestion. Actually, Jim and I broadcast from the one time from the Lee Yockey Woods Museum, and just the museum itself is pretty neat.
It really is, and that collection of porcelain birds they have in there is pretty mm-hmm. fabulous, and that's a great nomination.
Thank you. Be sure to not put that in, Keith. Be sure to email that in.
Please do.
To WisconsinWonders@AOL.com. Steve, in Viroqua, you are next. Hi, Steve.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, late. You were talking about golf earlier, so I'd like to.
Great.
I'd like to nominate a winter golf outing that is coming up this Saturday. Believe it or not, it's at the Narrows Resort by Chautauqua there.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a $20 entry fee, and it's free food and free beverages, and they have some outstanding door prizes, and they do this every year on a Saturday before the Super Bowl.
Now, so it's Saturday before the Super Bowl,
yep.
Okay.
Now, how do they, they use orange balls or something? Or
You can use whatever color ball you want. And they do this out on the ice.
Now, they do it with tennis balls or real golf balls?
Real golf balls.
Oh, they do it on the ice.
Yeah.
Holy cats, if you hit a golf ball on ice, you could go about 5 miles, couldn't you?
Yeah, and all the holes are like 8 inches round, so they use regular ice augers to do it. And if you want their email address or phone number, I can give it to you here.
Okay.
Okay, their phone number is area code 715-924-4053.
Okay.
Make sure you send that in by email, too, okay?
I will certainly do that. This is their third year of doing it, and it's just growing leaps and bounds. And last year, they were out there in spring coats. It was so nice.
Yeah.
And they bring carts out there, trucks out there with your food and beverages. And
it won't be that nice this year.
Yeah, I was going to say, you might want to put on your parka.
That's why I'm not going to go this year.
Steve, thank you. Thank you very much. And Al in Westby, it's your turn. Hi, Al.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've got another winter event, and it's unique. There's four structures, I believe, in the entire country. Westby, Wisconsin has one that's the Snowflake Ski Jumping Tournament, and it comes up this year February 10th and 11th, so a week from this weekend.
That is a great event.
And would you say, Chris? crazy people jump off 118-meter ski jumping scaffolds.
But you know,
at 60 miles an hour.
What I want to know, Al, is how do they get you to do it the first time? You know, now we see people do it and they survive, but I mean, what is it that the first time you have to say to somebody that they're going to be standing up at the top? I suppose you give them a little push and then they don't have a choice, right?
Well, you have to start when you're 4 or 5, when you're really fearless.
Yeah.
Great.
But I know 3 gentlemen who use that term loosely, who took a canoe just off the ski jumping knoll itself.
Oh, my goodness. And where are they buried?
They live to talk about it.
Holy Toledo.
Thanks, Al. Thanks for calling. Don't forget to email it in, wisconsinwonders@aol.com. And Josh and Hayward, your turn. Hi, Josh.
Hey, guys. I missed the very beginning of the show, but I wanted to suggest as a natural monument or whatever, the sea caves up in the Apostle Islands on the western shore of the peninsula up there. Did anybody mention that?
Or? No, they haven't, but boy, that is absolutely true.
Yeah, that's just one of the most remarkable places, I think. And I've been all over the country, and it's just... it's really an amazing place, and you almost have to see it with a kayak to get the details, but just a fantastic place.
Yeah, it really is. I think a lot of people go there from Myers Beach, I think, don't they? Over near Cornucopia?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If I'm not mistaken. And
yeah, that's your best launch point for sure.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the neat thing is in winter, when you get the right winter conditions with the melting and the blowing of ice and stuff, they have ice caves up there too, don't they? You know, and I so that, you know, that's another neat thing. But, yeah, that's a great nomination. Thanks.
Thank you very much for calling. Don't forget to
send it in. Send it in.
Send it in. Andy in Sheboygan.
Hi. I was just thinking about a couple of things here in Sheboygan, and then the list kept going. I want to nominate the whole town.
Well, that's the first nomination for a whole town we've had.
The worst city of the world.
I was going to say, you're going to we probably shouldn't stereotype him and say he's going to nominate Bratwurst, right?
There's several things. One, there's a great museum here, the John Michael Kohler Art Center.
It is. And now, what are you going to nominate about that? Let me guess.
Well, you might be surprised. There's a preschool in that art center,
okay.
And one of 3 in the country that have a preschool in a museum.
Wow.
The other, one is in Kansas, and the other is in the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, incredible.
So unique. There's another thing. There's the Hmong Memorial that was just dedicated this past summer, the largest memorial dedicated to the Hmong War veterans. And the Sheboygan Press did an award-winning series of articles about that, and it's the only one of like it in the country.
Wow.
In addition, there's also the Midwest Rocket Association that brings kids all over from the Midwest, and sometime in the spring, I'm not sure when, they launch their rockets over Lake Michigan.
Well, you've given us 3 great ones, and I know you've got more, but here we are out of time. I wish we had more time.
And he didn't even mention the restrooms at the John Michael Kohler Art Center.
which are
among the best bathrooms in the world on a list that was done by one of the travel channels not too long ago.
Well, I tell you what, all these are great ideas. If you have a great idea, even if you want a second denomination of somebody else's, go to wisconsinwonders@aol.com. Put your vote in for one of the wonders of Wisconsin, or if you want to put more in, like Andy's got a whole bunch, go ahead and do that. We'd be happy to, we'll put those in the hopper, and you may win a prize. And Gary,
that's right. Hey,
sometimes when people get together for a little food and drink, great things happen.
It's always the start of good things, isn't it? And thanks, Larry, for having us on. And I'll let you know who they are. And maybe when the nominees come up, you can let people know what they can vote for.
Absolutely.
The finalists. We'll let them know who the finalists are.
I'll have you back and we'll do the finalist show.
Sounds great.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Gary Knowles of Madison, Wisconsin, travel writer and travel editor for the weekly Shepherd Express in Milwaukee. He's the author of the Great Wisconsin Touring Book, published by Trails Book. And he publishes a free email weekly event newsletter at garysgetaways@aol.com. Well, coming up, we're going to take a look at flat panel TVs and get some ratings and buying advice from Jim Wilcox of Consumer Reports. Stay with us. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.